Welcome to the Irish Photography Podcast. Take control of your camera and develop the skills necessary to improve and master your photography. Join me, Dermot O'Donovan, John Myler and Darren J. Spoonley as they cut through the sometimes confusing jargon of photography to help you find your own style and decide what's best for you. A mix of educational, inspirational, honest and sometimes controversial content delivered in a unique, fun way from three of Ireland's talented photographers. Let's go.
Hello and welcome to another episode from the Irish Photography Podcast. I'm your host, John Myler, and today I'm again joined by my two very good pals, Darren Spoonley. How are you, Darren?
I'm great, John. How are you?
Good, good. I'm flying it, buddy. And Dermot, how are you?
I'm flying it, buddy.
Now, this is a slightly different episode than we've had before, boys, for two reasons. One, myself and Dermot are in as what Dermot calls, HQ for the Irish Photography Podcast. So we're both recording from the same room, which is unusual for us, Dermot, isn't that right? We're normally looking at each other over Skype, but all I have to do is glance over at you and I can see you today.
I can see him giving me a little twinkle. It's lovely.
Make sure that you're calm now, the two of you in the same room together, you know? Be calm now, lads, don't get too excited.
We'll keep
I'm always calm, Darren.
I know this.
I tell you guys, today is going to be a nice episode because we've had great success since the start of our podcast back in August. So we're going to have a little chat about a year in review of how we felt the podcast has been going so far and, you know, what our outlook is for the future. And am I right in saying, Dermot, that you've been thinking about this setting up the Irish Photography Podcast for over a year now, isn't that correct?
Yeah, it's been a tough year and an absolute fantastic year all in once. Like, the first original kind of draft, the whole idea was to set up the podcast well over a year ago, and it was just an idea that I had, and I toyed with it, and I talked to Darren, I talked to you about it, and at the time I only kind of envisioned it as myself. But then slowly but surely I thought, okay, it's very hard to talk on your own, it's hard to get a message across when it's hard to bounce off people with other ideas. So the whole idea came around thinking, okay, why don't I just do this with my best buddies, and hey presto, we're here in HQ here today in Limerick.
It's been fantastic, and I think it was around June that you contacted me with the idea, and I didn't have to think twice about it. I remember saying to you at the time, yeah, let's go for that, definitely, you know. And then and Darren came in as well, and we released what people probably don't realize is we had a few dry runs on our podcast. We had a practice sessions on the podcast for a good 6 weeks before we actually released our first one, because, you know, it was new to us and we had a lot to learn, and we still have a lot to learn. But and we released our first episode on the 24th of August, I think, is that correct? Correct me if I'm wrong.
That's right, yeah, 24th of August.
And that's my wedding anniversary.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
God bless poor Stacey.
But that episode, boys, was called The Dawn of a New Era in Irish Photography and Gas, because we have two topics every time we record. And although that episode was quite good, we've mentioned gas a lot in episodes gone.
It's almost like our motto or something.
Exactly. It's something that we can discuss every week with Dermot. We know it's always going to be applicable. Yeah. And I think,
but you know what?
Our listeners can also feel the same.
No, wait. Are you proud of me now, right? I didn't buy a single thing on Black Friday.
That's very good. But let me tell you, Darren, although we're in HQ here in Limerick, I actually feel like I'm recording this from our sponsors, Hanel's, down in Cork, with the amount of gear that's in this guy's room. I mean, it's savage, right? And he says he's no gas.
Ah, look. There's
so many lenses here, I'd say he won't even notice when there's one gone later on.
Well, just like he didn't miss the flash that we discovered when, I don't know what episode it was. Was it episode 6 or 7 when John, when he realised where that missing flash had actually gone?
What's your hashtag, Darren?
True story.
Very good. Okay, guys, we're going to move on. I'm going to throw this question over to Dermot first. Dermot, I want you to tell us briefly, what was your favourite podcast so far and why?
I actually think the episode of Richie Hatch was possibly one of my favourite episodes so far. I thought Richie was very refreshing to come on. And I know we took some of his words out of context and used it almost as in clickbait, you know. I'm sure he appreciated the fact that I said he doesn't even love his children. But I thought Richie was great fun. He was up for a laugh. And his story of the nice lady calendar was, that was absolutely brilliant. I loved it, you know. And he's very insightful and very knowledgeable about photography. So yeah, I think the Richie Hatch episode was one of my favourites to date.
What was that topic about for Richie? For anybody who's listening today that didn't hear Richie's episode, if they want to go back, what was he discussing?
Yeah. So Richie was talking to us about architectural photography, and that's how he said it to me, because he actually gave out to me on the podcast for saying it wrong. So it's architectural photography. And the other part was the kids photographing his children. He's some absolutely mind-blowing photographs of his kids. Like, so it was, you should go on to, I think he's on 500px as well and a few other sites, so you can check out Richie Hatch and more socials. And he was talking to us as well about geared Manfrotto head, the junior head. So very heavy, but a very good tripod head. So yeah.
Very good. And the thing, I've never met Richie before, but when Richie came on the podcast, I felt like I knew him for weeks, for months, or even for over a year. He was so down to earth, you know, which is nice.
No, he's not a nice guy. He's actually an arrogant human being. Don't trust him. He's the biggest liar in the world.
He's a terrible nice guy, and you know, maybe down the line next year he might come back on again, talk to us more about his progress since we've spoken to him. And Darren, I'm going to throw the same question over to you. What was your favorite podcast to date and why?
Difficult one for me to really decide on, because every single one of them was quite good. I mean, I really enjoyed the first one for what it was. It was something that we really, you know, put our heart and souls into. We put our heart and souls into every episode, but just that first one really was a bit of trepidation before we went live. But it's not my favorite one, if I be honest. My favorite one was something that, unfortunately, you weren't involved in, John. It was myself and Dermot when we went all the way up to the Big Smoke, and we had the hands-on with the Canon EOS R. It was really, really good. I really enjoyed it for a number of reasons. The first being is that just being out there in the live environment as opposed to sitting at the desk or at the computer and talking to you guys, which is always good to talk to you guys via the computer, but to be out in a live environment and to do that outside recording was really, really good. And the people around us as well, and just the feedback that we got from people that were there on the day, the people that we met on the day, to getting the hands-on using the camera as well itself. So it's a kind of a double one for me, because it's not only about doing the podcast, but I enjoyed making the podcast. I enjoyed the hands-on with the camera. I enjoyed the camera. I enjoyed talking to people from Canon. So yeah, it was, that's the one I think really which sticks out for me, because we really got hands-on early. It wasn't even in the stores yet we were there using it and taking the photos. And the fact that we had the SD card that we could come back and have a look at the pictures and edit the pictures, which actually reminds me, I must now go and have a look at the RAW files that I'd taken, because I've never actually processed the RAW files yet. I've processed the JPEGs at the time, but we couldn't, if you remember, and for our listeners, the USR wasn't even released yet. So the file format is CR3, and Lightroom didn't have that codec, so we couldn't actually process the RAW files. But since then, Lightroom has done an update, the CR3 file is available, and I must go back in and have a look at them as well. Now, that just reminds me of that. But I've just been so busy with everything else, I suppose, that I haven't gone back over that yet. But it was my favourite one to date. I really enjoyed doing it, like I said. And I just think the feedback that we got from people both on the day and thereafter really kind of made it all worthwhile, you know?
Yeah, I definitely agree with that, Darren. It was a fantastic day. And one person who I'd love to talk to again from that day would be Joe. Do you remember Joe?
Yeah.
And I actually, I remember I missed that and I was gutted, but I was busy up in Northern Ireland that weekend. But I did listen to it in the car, and I mean, you guys done a cracking job on that. And the information you brought to myself and the listeners was just phenomenal. And, you know, let's look forward to the next big launch from Canon, Nikon or whoever, and hopefully we'll get an invite to that as well. It is a hard question to answer, and I was thinking about this today, which was my favourite one and why. And although, you know, we've had fantastic guest speakers who've been on the show so far, we'll talk about them in a second, you know, we always seem to agree on a lot of stuff and are happy and cheerful and all that. So the one episode that stood out to me was our street photography, because I totally enjoyed you two lads having a right old bash at each other, you know. And it's one that I keep, you know, it was one episode that, you know, neither of us do a lot of street photography. So, you know, we are learning on it. So it was good to hear the controversial lines coming in between the two of you. And we still have to have a round two on that. And preferably with a professional street photographer guest speaker on to judge it.
John, there's no need to, because the whole country is behind me. Everyone agrees with me. So do you know what? We'll stick a poll up on Facebook and see who's right. Darren or Dermot, I guarantee you I'll win.
I don't trust those polls.
Why? Because the film bag got shut down.
Yeah.
Very good.
I know, very good. It was a good episode. And that actually brings me on to the guest speakers. So we had Michael O'Sullivan was our first guest speaker on. And although Michael's episode was great, we were recording that episode when Michael was on the road. And, you know, the audio wasn't as crystal clear as we would have liked. But the episode itself was fantastic. And what Michael brought to the show was so good. He spoke a lot about his projects, the Fallen Angel projects, and a lot of other things that he mentioned. And if anybody hasn't heard his episode, I would recommend you go back to listen to it. But we do hope to have Michael on in the new year again. Again, for the clear audio, and also just to for his more projects, because I know he does a lot of speaking to other areas as well. And isn't he down recently for Permajet?
Yeah, he's in the academy at the, during the week. He was doing some prints, and then last night I think he was in some camera club down in Cork. So yeah,
Ballincollig.
That's and the People's Republic. But John, you're right. The content from that episode was mesmerizing, if I'm to be honest. I thought it was very insightful. The knowledge that we gained and the information that is in that man's head is ridiculous, and I'd be lucky if I knew 50% of what's in his head. Like, so it's something to aspire to get to, if from a portrait point of view. So yeah, and what I'd like to do is incorporate maybe some of his style from kind of a dark age kind of beauty kind of scene, and then mix it within the landscape somehow.
Oh, absolutely. Like, he was fantastic, and I really, really hope he comes back on the show again, because he was, everything that he spoke about was just surreal, really, and I got an awful lot of it personally. And I liked the way he also delved into his personal background of his photographs as well, and how he got into photography in the first place. But we've also had a friend of ours, Bernard Geraghty, on. Bernard, as we know, does a lot of landscape tours both in Ireland and abroad, and he's due on to come on again soon. How did you find Bernard, Darren? You know Bernard well.
I know Bernard very well, and I was actually disappointed that I wasn't able to be on the podcast with him, because I was traveling or I was doing something at the time. But it was good to listen back in afterwards, and you know, I do think that Bernard is somebody that we will have back on the show again. I think, from my own selfish point of view, because obviously, you know, landscape and what Bernard does, the insight that we can get for our listeners into the different areas that he go to, I think would be really, really good. And also from my own experience, you know, when I went to Snowdonia that time, it was a lot of fun. And the photographs I've seen from people that have been on the workshops recently as well, and the likes of the Dolomites, Lofoten, are really, really good. So I imagine it's going to be some good stories to come from Bernard, and I think it's somebody who I'd like for us to have back on the show again. So yeah, I really enjoyed it. Disappointed I wasn't involved directly, but you did a good job, to be fair.
Yes, when he was on, he was recording from Sky, and since he's been on, he's been in the Dolomites. So yeah, I agree. I'm looking forward to hearing about his trip to Dolomites as well. What I've seen up on his Facebook and his Instagram pages, it's been, it just looks phenomenal. We also had Kieran O'Mahony on as a guest speaker recently, and that's one episode that I missed, and I did listen to it there last week, and it was cracking, and Kieran's shots are brilliant. And Dermot, you enjoy talking to Kieran.
Yeah, I thought he was brilliant with his ghillie suit. That was so funny. I'd love to get one like
a what?
There's a T at the end of that word, Darren. Come on, pronounce. So the ghillie suit is something that Kieran uses in the field, and it's for those people who didn't hear the episode, I would encourage you to go back and listen. A ghillie suit, and which I didn't know what it was at the time either, is a suit that you wear over, and it's like got sticks and twigs and everything on you, to hide from your I was about to say prey, but your subject matter that you want to photograph. And one photograph that stuck out at me that he had, and then what he talked about, was the picture of the fox with the rabbit in his mouth, and then the fox is staring directly down the barrel of the lens. It's absolutely exquisite. I don't think I've seen a better wildlife image in a long, long time.
That was a cracking photograph, and I know the photograph you're talking, and it's just superb, along with his Kestrel and a lot of other photographs as well. We haven't spoken to him. We have a guest speaker coming on to talk to us on some astro, which is going to be Anthony Lynch. Now, we're actually recording this before Anthony comes on, so all going well, we'll be speaking to him soon, and he will be part of the 2018 podcasts. So looking forward to that episode. Hopefully it will happen. But you mentioned, Darren, about being on the road for some podcasts. Myself and Dermot, we were in Limerick Camera Club. That was great, Darren. I actually really enjoyed that, our trip to Limerick Camera Club. And the reason why, I loved talking to the local people there and getting the history down on the club. I really, really enjoyed it. And it was also a learning curve for us, you know, being over there recording live. But it was really, really good. And hopefully, again, Limerick and any other club who has a bit of a roadshow on, if they want to bring us in, I'm sure we'd be more than happy to go in. Darren, you mentioned you were up at the Canon launch. And that's not to forget, Dermot, you were up at Pro Photo.
Forgot about that. Yeah, that was good. That was actually a really fun day. I got to meet a lot of the members in the photographic industry, from InPhoto, ISS, that's Image Service Supplies. I got to meet up with my good buddy from a workshop I did up in Donegal with Sinead Murphy. I got to see loads and loads of friends and meet new friends and some new businesses that I didn't even know that are there. And photography community is a very small but broad one. Does that make sense? Small but broad?
I don't know.
Not much that you said makes sense, Dermot, but it does, in fairness, yeah.
Yeah, like everyone knows everyone, do you get me? But there's so many of us, like, you know. But I really enjoyed Pro Photo Autumn. My audio wasn't exactly fantastic on the day, but, well, all my interviewees were lovely, but me, not so much.
Pretty good. And another part of our podcast that I'm sure the listeners are familiar with now is our VSPs. We've done a lot of VSPs between the start of the show and today. That's gone down well, particularly with our little podcast community. And it's great to see that people have actually gone and purchased some of the items that we have discussed. I see a lot of people putting it up on Facebook and so on, saying that they purchased this. Thanks very much. So it's quite rewarding when you see that. And you guys, I have to say, you're more techie than me, and you deliver your VSPs really, really well. Mm. It's something I need to brush up on, but that's because I haven't got as much gear as you boys. But it is.
I don't have much gear at all. Hang on. Dermot mentioned in last week's, or not last week's, the episode that went out on the Black Friday, that of somebody who set himself a challenge to buy nothing in a year. I've bought nothing this year except for one thing, which was a necessity that I had to buy.
And other than that, liar.
I've got nothing else.
You're a liar.
So all the stuff that I have is, I suppose, stuff that I've built up over the last number of years. I don't look at something and go, oh, it's shiny. I don't need it, but I have to have it. And if you want to figure out who that is, he's sitting next to you there at the moment. His name is Jeremy. He is in the dictionary, like I've said, a number of podcasts, and we keep going back to it, but he is the king of gas. And you can look at the shelves there and you will see it yourself.
Have I got permission to use your hashtag here?
Yes, you do.
No way.
True story.
This is getting as old as Beck and Hugh being from Cork. Come on, move on.
Yeah.
True story.
Yeah. You don't help it really, like, you know. But anyhow, we'll see. We'll see how you get on with that mission not to buy anything in 2019.
Hold on a second. I haven't bought any. Did I say I haven't bought anything today on Black Friday? So,
I
had to buy
that's
the
one day. There's 364 or there were more.
Sorry, for listeners, John is pointing at one of my drones here. Well, not one of my drones, my drone. So, backstory here. So, myself and John were recording a VSP on John's Lee Big Filter stopper thing. And the idea of a shot was to fly under the bridge at Bunratty Castle and then pan left, and as it'll reveal the castle as it comes through the bridge. But somehow the drone lost transmission, and then it tried to do a return to home underneath the bridge, and it just went up and hit the underside of the bridge and went into the water. So I've been without a drone for a while, and it's a necessity. I needed it. So one presented itself to me and I bought it.
It's a very sad story.
It is a sad story.
It's a very sad story.
There's a tear rolling down my eye.
I think that was reason number three on the poll that I put up in regards to how much people have gas. That was reason number three you just gave there, yeah. It was a great deal. I couldn't turn it down.
Okay, guys, I also want to take this moment as well to reach out to the podcast community, our podcast community, because it has grown over the last few months. We have got a lot of regular people contact us. We've had visitors from Scotland over who have contacted us as well. So it's been really, really good. So a big shout out to them, and hopefully the community will grow more. But for now, we're just going to take a little break, and we'll be back to wrap this up soon. Talk to you soon.
Today's episode is brought to you by Hainel Industries. Hainel Industries is one of the leading manufacturers of power products for camcorders and digital cameras. Having celebrated over 50 years in business, Hainel have an excellent reputation in research and development and a well-known history of quality products and excellent design.
And welcome back to the Irish Photography Podcast. I'm still here with Darren and Dermot, and we're having a great conversation about our year in review. I suppose the question now, lads, I have is, where do we go now? What's next for the Irish Photography Podcast for 2019? And while we can't predict the future, we could be quite excited about what we think we might like to go and what's going to come up. Personally, I'd love to go to more road shows because I've enjoyed doing the road shows that we've been on. I know we've been on one or two, but they have been good. We have a great insight to them. And Darren, you've a couple of road shows that you might like to do.
Yeah, when we were up at the USR event, Canon UK invited us over to the photography show in the UK. So I'd like to do that. That could be a very interesting one to go to. And on top of that then as well, you know, I'd like to go to the big one, something I've always wanted to do, but I'd like to go with it from the three of us to go over to Photokina and have a look around there and record a podcast from over there and get an insight directly. And more importantly, to bring that to our listeners here in Ireland who can't get over to it. So that's two I'd like for us to kind of try and get to.
Very good. That'd be very exciting, and it'd be a lovely trip as well to do. Mm. And I suppose something else that I would love us to do in 2019 is to attend a few award ceremonies, you know, because a lot of awards, different awards for different, like we had Kieran Mahoney on talking about his award. But Dermot, you'd like particularly to go to some award ceremonies and do podcasts. Would I be right in saying that?
Yeah. I was talking to Julie Corn, and sorry, Julie, I know I said your second name wrong again. Yeah, she invited...
Corcoran,
that's what I said. She invited all three of us up to February, the IPF Photographer of the Year is on.
Yeah.
So we look forward to maybe, fingers crossed, going up there and booking in maybe for staying the night if we have the funds to do so. It'd be exciting times. I'm sure Kieran O'Mahony might be up for something, I'm sure of it.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. That'd be a great trip to go on. Nothing, you can't beat awards, you know, there's a great buzz around them as well. And I love talking to people who, you know, they're so proud in what they've done, what they've achieved, and they love to share with everybody else. The one thing, lads, that I'd love us to do in the coming 2019 is to do some podcasts from out in the landscape, like out in the field, you know, so we're not just stuck behind our computers here. We'll figure out how to do it in the landscape, be it a sunrise or a sunset, or we'll do something. I know there's one particular podcast that I want to do, and I can only do it out in the landscape.
What is it?
It's a lot to do with mindfulness and mental health. So it's one area that I would like to do, and you know, it's something that we forget about out in the landscape.
Could you see me taking it seriously?
I actually could.
Could you?
Yeah. All right, yeah, okay. I could, yeah.
What about Darren?
Oh yeah, Darren be well up there for that.
his visual response to that was
Darren be very much so, because as we know, Darren does an awful lot of what's the word? I'm not losing the word.
Drinking.
Not
true story.
He does an awful lot of vlogs, and lately Darren's been touching on vlogs with regards, you know, being out in the landscape and how good it is for your mind and so on. So yeah, so I think Darren is be well up for that.
To answer your question, John, yeah, I'd be well up for that. And to answer your question, Dermot, I do a lot of practicing of mindfulness myself, and I do a lot of studying of a thing called NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. I've touched on it a couple of times when I've been talking to you about delayed gratification. So yeah, I do a lot of that.
I have no idea what any of that meant.
Do you remember delayed gratification? That was, it's shiny, I must have it. But I said to you, no, you can just wait. Wait a week, wait 2 weeks, wait a month and see if you still want it then.
No, because I already have it.
Yeah, that's actually true too.
Yeah. Also, lads, we'd love to maybe hope to get over to Sky this 2019 as well. I know Adam Russell, who's a regular listener to our shows, has mentioned about meeting up over there, so that would be a very... And I've never been to Sky. And Darren, have you been to Sky?
No, I haven't, but one thing, if we're going to Sky, do not go there in the summer.
The midgets.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that would be one trip away, but I'm sure we'll... maybe Bearn Gerdy might bring us over to Dolomites if we're lucky.
I was there.
To Dolomites?
No, to...
No, Sky. Sky, yeah. Yeah. Be cool. But lads, I just wanted to say thanks very much to the two of ye. I've totally enjoyed doing the podcast with you every week. You know, it's something different. I personally myself haven't got out with the camera much this summer just because I've been so busy with other commitments, sporting commitments and so on. But I'm actually hoping to get out tomorrow now, having said that. But look, lads, it's been great and it's kept me in touch with the photography industry. My hobby, my passion after our last podcast, Darren. So what would you like to say, Darren? Is there anything you'd like to wrap it up or thank anybody?
From my point of view, I've really thoroughly enjoyed it as well. It's, you know, it's been a roller coaster ride from the beginning, as you alluded to when we first started off. But the main thing for me is just the support and, you know, the unsung hero as such really would be Hainel Industries for having our backs right from the beginning. It's been great to have them on board and, you know, I'm looking forward to see what we can bring to the listeners and to photography together in 2019. So, you know, Chris, myself and Dermot had a recent opportunity. It'll be airing, probably have aired actually by the time this comes through. Had a great conversation with Chris and it was fascinating to learn the history of the business, the history and more insight into the industry. And I do think that our listeners will really enjoy that, to get the background from the man himself, you know. So I really enjoyed that and I'm looking forward to 2019, as you kind of alluded to there, what we do, how we go about it, how we evolve ourselves as well, because I'd never done anything like this. And when I first started off, I was, you know, a bit self-conscious, I suppose, on how I'd come across and how my voice would sound or whatever it may have been. But it's actually helped me a lot, because now what I've started to do in my vlogs is I started to record voiceovers at the beginning of it. So I would have heard other vloggers that I would watch and they'd have voiceovers and it sounds good. So I kind of said, you know what? I wouldn't be able to do that, but now I just do it. So it's really helped me from that point of view. So I'd like to be able to see where it brings all of us on in 2019. And again, to touch base on what you mentioned there, John, from, you know, getting out into the field and getting out more, that's, I think, great to be able to bring our listeners with us as well, you know?
Absolutely. I 100% agree with that, Darren. And a second, everything you said there with Hainel as well, they've been very good to us. And I am looking forward to that podcast. And I know, as you said, it's probably going to be aired before this one. But I wasn't down there, unfortunately. And I can't wait to hear what yourselves and Chris discussed. But, you know, I'm going to wrap it up from my end now. But to close out the show, I'm going to hand it over to Dermot, who actually set the show up in the first place. So I'd like him to close out 2018 for us. First with his bit of news and then with his final words. So again, thanks to the two of ye. And I will talk to you two boys soon. Cheers, boys.
Alright, so first things up, guys, is Canon patents new super zoom lenses for the EF and RF mounts. Canon is gearing up to unleash 4 new super zoom lenses, 2 EF mount for its DSLR bodies and 2 RF mount for its full frame mirrorless Canon ESR. Perhaps the most exciting lens in the Japanese patent is the Canon RF 25-300. Variable aperture 3.5 to 5.6, which would offer an impressive native focal range for the ESR. The other lenses, as spotted by Canon rumors, offer even greater reach And in the case of the 300 to 350 variable aperture, also 2.8 to 4.5, even greater speed as well. So you'll have the EF mount lenses, 35 to 350 and 35 to 400. The RF mounts will be 25 to 300 and 30 to 350. While we can't say when these optics will find their way onto our shelves, the patent shows that Canon is true to its word in developing RF lenses for its new mirrorless foray and remains committed to EF glass for its DSLR systems too. Former Disney child actor shoots huge UK fashion campaign. The actor Cole Sprouse, noted for his roles in CW's Riverdale and Disney's The Suit Life, is the photographer behind the new clothing campaign of the huge UK store. The series, shot in California, takes on a 50s theme. At 26, Sprouse is already a well-established actor, but it's his photographic works that are drawing up lots of attention of late. Having already shot for the likes of Vogue and Elle with a celebrity subject such as Sam Smith and Sophie Turner, he has now found himself enlisted for a huge campaign for the British fashion store. He has been previously vocal about his battle with depression and how discovering photography has helped him to cope. Sprouse has often posts his work photo work to his Instagram, where his followers stand at over 20 million. Remember 500px, guys? It's a hosting site for your photographs. So 500px was actually sold back in February to VCG. So they are Visual China Group. So they're like, like Getty Images of China, basically. So what has after happened, they are after 500px has a new home feed powered by AI and its focus is on photographers. 500px has revealed that its site has had huge redesign, with the home feed now powered by machine learning and inspired by the Humble Photobook. The photography-centered social network has revealed that its new home feed will focus on quality images rather than the amount of its hits, then images have hopefully balancing the power of the site for its user base. Speaking in a blog, the 500px team explained, "We've changed the look and feel of 500px home feed, both web and mobile platforms. Now feature a cleaner and more contemporary design inspired by photo books. The new layout aesthetic will be better showcased in the photos in your home feed and introduce you to a new content from photographers you may not have discovered." Over to you, Darren.
Yeah, thanks. That was interesting news. I just want to add something here, which is a feel-good news story. Some of you, our listeners, may have seen this by the time we go live, but it actually something that, you know, I think it was really good, was in wildlife photography and filmography, one of the cardinal rules is that you never interfere with the natural course of events. However, the BBC crew that were filming David Attenborough's new series, Dynasties or Dynasties, whatever the pronunciation you prefer, in Antarctica, they noticed a group of penguins who had come trapped in a gully during a storm. And they straight away they noticed that they must have been there for a bit of time, because there was young penguins that were already dead. And there was one penguin a male who managed to bring himself up, and he used his beak and he also used his wings to get himself up, but he had his child in his feet bringing him up to the top. So they were amazed at that first and foremost, but they waited for a storm to clear, and they waited 3 days and they were about to leave, and they said if they left they had a fear that every single one of them was going to die, because there was other ones after dying as well in the meantime. So they didn't interfere with them as such, but what they did was merely dug in some steps into the gully, and there's a video of it there, and I just think it was a really, really good thing for them to do, because otherwise all those penguins would have perished. So a feel-good news factor, or a news story from me.
That was cool, Darren. And I actually saw the video today. Bernard posted a link on his Facebook page, and it's a tearjerker, I tell you that much, you know, so...
Yeah, it is. It's up to you, I suppose, as John would have said there, to give the final word in regards to the year so far.
So, yeah, lads, it's been an emotional year more than anything else. We've had so many ups and downs. Like Darren, you alluded to, it's been a roller coaster year. There's been some amazing highlights. And, like, we started this from ground up, and we've came a long way. And look, I know we weren't fantastic at the start, but we grew with confidence and we grew with knowledge, and we learned how to do this and we learned how to do that. And by no means are we finished, are we done, are we're not done learning either. Like, we are going to go to new heights. Like, 2018 was only the start of it. 2019 is a whole new kettle of fish. I mean, like, we as a team expect to go so high that we'll be up in the clouds. From my personal point of view, I love the podcast. It's something that I enjoy doing with my friends. It means a lot to me. And like, having John here in my house tonight is great. And Darren, I am always getting to see you down in Cork, and you're always coming up to Limerick as well also. It just means so much to me that we can get together as a group. And hell, I even invited you to my wedding, like, you know.
Yeah, true. I don't know. That was a great day, actually, to be fair. I enjoyed the stag as well, immensely. But we'll say enough about that. How's that surfboard, by the way?
It's in my shed up in the side garden.
Oh, yeah. You don't have gas dust at all. You don't have gas at all.
Yeah.
I think
that'll be broken out next summer.
It will, yeah. Onto adverts.
No, it will not. It'll go into my new van. No, but no, guys, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. It means so much to me. And developing this as a team, the three of us, is absolutely fantastic. And then having Hanel on our backs to help us out, you know, through the best times, you know, it's just, we wouldn't be here without Hanel.
Yeah. Let's see the way 2019 now will go. I'm looking forward to it. And we know we've got some special surprises as well, which that's all we'll say right now, yeah?
Wait, did you get me a surprise?
You'll have to wait and see, won't you? If I told you, it wouldn't be a surprise. It's like what I say to my kids.
All right, lads, we're going to wrap it up. Listen, guys, have a great Christmas. Hope Santa brings you loads of presents, and I look forward to catching up with you in the new year. All right, boys, take it easy, and I'll talk to you soon.
Schlange full.
Hey, yo.
If you've enjoyed the Irish Photography Podcast, we'd love for you to subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. Until next time, guys, keep shooting.